Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Look at intern Rebecca's face.
Oh, no. Right, it's all shocking.
All right. This is an intervention, and I think we have to do it. We've come together. Producer John Raven, we talked yesterday. And producer Sean, we have to tell you something now that you are a father.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it is.
You got to stop taking off your shirt all the time.
Oh, right. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer Sean has a reputation for being like, he just takes off his shirt wherever he goes. He wears tank tops all the time for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
And we're out in public and we're at an event. People yell, "Producer Sean, take off your shirt." And you know what he does? He takes his shirt off.
Yes, he does.
That's gives right. the people what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much they really want it so much as it's the thing that he's become notorious for. But I used to have a friend who did this every time he lost his temper, and I would say, "Don't let my friend take his shirt off." But you, it's all times. It's times of joy. It's times of anger. It's times of heat. But also, it's been cold in here before. It's not all that hot today.
No.
Clothes are overrated.
Sean loves to be shirtless, and right now he has no shirt on, which is why intern Rebecca looks like she doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
But we talked about it, and now that you have baby Booker, and he's an adorable baby, we care about him, and we care about how he's going to grow up,
yeah.
And we want you to keep your shirt on.
So how does this affect my baby? He's just going to have the dad who always has his shirt off. That's just saying,
you know, right, the behavior should change is all we're saying. It's like, you know, that you're grown now.
Yeah, there's things that you can't do once you become a father or a mother, for example. Like, there's just some things that you can't, like, you can't go out to long dinners anymore, long romantic dinners with you and Rachel. Like, those days are gone. Now you have to go to places that they can serve you in 30 minutes or less. Mm. And that's it.
So should this shirt go back on?
You can put this is the last time you can take your shirt off in front
sweet.
Of us.
That's it. Just today.
It's a celebration.
You have kids, Sean, you can't cut anybody in line anymore, at least when they're with you. You can't cut anybody in line. This goes for children, adults, whatever it may be. A couple reasons, confrontation, not good, but you have to teach them the high moral ground, which is really the part that I despise the most. I hate that part.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up confrontation, Raven, because Sean, you are a person who, has a lot of respect for themselves, right?
Yeah.
And you don't enjoy it when people cut you off in line, maybe cut the line at the grocery store. And I've seen you personally mouth off to people.
Mm.
Got to stop doing that.
No more mouthing off.
Can't be getting arrested with the fisticuffs. It's a bad call.
Can't teach the potty mouth either.
No.
Yes. You got to stop swearing. You can't do that.
But I got the mustache for the fisticuffs.
No.
You do.
Bare knuckle brawler. Maybe.
Nobody would know if you had your shirt on, though.
Right.
That's
right.
The thing.
Just as a reminder, this entire time, producer Sean has just been sitting here with no shirt on.
Can I also just call attention to the fact that Sean shaves the bottom half of his chest, but not the top half?
Nope, that's enough information.
That's, okay. We're good.
We're going to leave
just
it at
saying,
that.
If you go to our Instagram, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's just go for the advice.
If you want to see this, you can go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven and see.
Come on.
But in the meantime, help producer Sean out as a new father. 1-800-330-9999. There's just some things you can't do once you have a child. What are those things? If you missed it, we just had an intervention with producer Sean. We had to tell him that now that he's a father and he has baby Booker, he has to stop taking off his shirt in public everywhere he goes.
Yeah, some people are prone to these types of behaviors. Sean has been one of them, but now that he's a dad, can't do that anymore.
What are the things that you can't do once you become a parent? 1-800-330-9999. Mike?
See, I've always loved video games, and so I'm someone who can just like get like lost and just play for like 8 hours straight. And now that I have a kid, I'm realizing that I need to not do that. I need to leave and go play video games for like 5 hours, or my wife will kill me.
5 hours a day for video games is probably a lot when you have a child.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's probably a lot when you have anything. but I'm going to say, yes, you're right, sir. Anything over an hour would be bad. And, of course, if the baby cries during your hour of allotted video game time, you're going to have to pause it.
The hotel I stayed at this past weekend, there was a gamer convention going on. I've never seen, you know, it's a lot of people walking around with TV screens and, like, going in and out of
the convention. Carrying them with each other.
Yeah, it was wild. And, you know, they all had, like, cliched T-shirts on and gamer. it was interesting, 90% guys in their 30s.
That's wild to me, right? I mean, I know things have gotten so advanced. And at a lot of these conventions, there's even tournaments that are worth a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, that's what was going on.
Okay, yeah.
There was even a gamer metal band on Saturday night that I wanted to go check out, but unfortunately I refused to pay a cover for that.
You mean they didn't let you in because you were the only woman there?
Nope, didn't care. All right. Barbara, what shouldn't you do once you have a kid?
I would say avoid any dangerous activity. Jumping out of a plane, like anything. I just keep obsessing over, like, what would happen to my child if I wasn't here anymore, and it terrifies me. So I just want to, like, you know, live that safe life.
So, I mean, there's a sliding scale as to what people think is dangerous. I would say anything involving a parachute, I tend to agree.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I used to be like, maybe I would do that one day. But now I'm like, you know what? I can just as easily not.
My friend Rita just went with her son, who's in college. And I thought that she's like an adrenaline junkie. So it was like a big deal. She's been saying, like, ever since that, you know, he was a little boy, one day they were going to do it. And they did it for Mother's Day this past year. And I thought that was cool. But then I also kept thinking, what if something happens? You are responsible for the fact that you and your son jumped out of a plane.
Well, I mean, if he's 4 years old, it's different, right? If he's an adult and he's making the same decision with you, then that's something else.
Yeah, he's 21 now.
Yeah, and you got him to a certain age, too, right?
Yeah,
you're prepared
done.
Him.
You're done now.
You prepared him. If I bounce when we land, then you'll probably be all right.
Gail, what should you stop doing immediately after you have a child?
So you need to stop painting your body, like painting, like for concerts or like sports games. Just don't do it. That is so not cool once you're a mom.
I mean, it's once you're a dad, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't be out painting your dad bod, you know, going to a concert or whatever once you have children, because there's going to be a photo or a video inevitably, and you're going to ruin your kid's life.
Imagine you like... You're at home and your dad went to a Cowboys game or wherever, football game, and all of a sudden he's on the big screen and he's got no shirt on, his belly, and he's painted half in blue and half in white.
And he's the letter D.
Yeah.
Right. Or A or L. Proud moment. Definitely don't paint your body.
Right.
Or at Ozfest.
Festival body painting. Definitely you don't want to see your mom like
No. That time expired with the 70s, right? After Woodstock, everybody agrees that that's no longer cool. During Woodstock, you're like, oh, well, it was, you know, that time. Now that time is over.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.